Home care, how can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, hi, how can I help you?
Is this for Medicaid?
Okay, how can I help you?
Yes, I have a son that's special needs, and my sister was telling me that sometimes you could get hours to where somebody come and take care of him for able to work.
Okay, so you're the mom and you want to work for your son?
Yeah, my son is special needs, and I can never leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to see if with his Medicaid, is he able to get where he get a caregiver to come to the house?
How old is your son?
He's 25.
25.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me check his Medicaid. Hold on.
Okay.
Moment. Hold on just one moment. You can take out your Medicaid ID to make ready, okay?
Excuse me?
You can take out the Medicaid card while I check.
I don't know where his Medicaid card is because I'm just now getting them where I'm going to have them home. So
okay,
I can
so
give
hold
you
on.
Social Security number.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
Actually, something is down now with our system, the Medicaid. Hold on one moment. Let me check what I can do. Happen now. Hold on. Okay. Let me just ask my husband. Checking with my coworker. Hold on. One moment. Let me just reach out to my supervisor since the system is down. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Just wait on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
So, since our system is known, I'm gonna call.
Hello?
You hear me?
I'm just talking to you.
Yes. Okay. Since the system is down now, then I'm gonna call in the state. We're gonna start with a process. So I'm gonna do a three-way call with them. I just need you to.
Okay.
I just need you to write down to have the information of your son, like the date of birth and the social.
Okay.
And okay. Then they're gonna ask you for a contact. I'm gonna text you over who you can contact from our agency. That's actually the supervisor.
Okay.
What information are they gonna ask you? Hold on, let me see. Is that a good phone number where I can text you? 5?
Yes.
3. Okay. So I'm gonna text you right now, just a moment. Okay. You can give me the social, so I have it as well.
Okay. Okay, 497-17-4221.
4221?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so did you get the information I just texted you?
Okay, let me see. No, not yet. Did you text 573-979-5562?
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me see.
Okay.
One moment. Okay, so you have to have the medical conditions ready.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm actually going to transfer you right now to the state, but you can text me in when you have a question. Like if you have a question during the call, you can text me.
Okay.
It can take like 2 to 3 minutes till you get with someone on the phone. So just stay on the line. I'm going to connect you, and then once we're done, we'll call you, and then we're going to start with the services for your son, okay?
Okay.
So you let them know that you want to be the caregiver.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let me know if you got my message right now. It says send. You can let me know if you got it.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, great. So let me transfer you. Hold on.
Let me straight to the right one. Okay. She got the ball pioneer for that. Dang, she wanted to know. The doctor
said she could have
heard
it. Oh,
okay.
I'm mm-hmm.
Saying, but she ain't moving like it hurt. What's her next point?
I said,
well,
maybe she
going
to have tears. Maybe
she's going to have tears. Oh, okay. Maybe. Okay. Don't forget to mention it. Write it down. Mm-hmm.
Public Meeting Bay Services, this is Cassie. Are you calling regarding yourself or someone else?
For my son, for a child.
Okay. May I have your name?
For a grown child.
Okay.
Excuse me?
May I have your name?
Shannon Davis.
What's a good phone number for you in case we became disconnected?
That would be 573. 979-5562.
Okay, and you said you're calling for a grown child of yours, is that correct?
Yes, he's special needs.
Okay, and what may I have his name, please?
That's Kevin Goodwin, Kevin Michael Liddell Goodwin.
And date of birth?
9/25/2000.
Okay, and is this the social you entered into the system? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. One moment while I get some information pulled open, please.
Okay.
And how can I help today?
Yes, I was trying to sign him up. Basically, I care for him, and I'm not able to leave due to his condition. It was trying to get, like, a home health care service where someone could come and watch him maybe, see if some hours are approved for him to get care so that I'm able to work again and go places.
Okay. And is Kevin available to speak with?
He's nonverbal.
Okay. Are you a legal guardian?
Yes. I'm his mother.
I mean, court-appointed legal guardian.
No, I probably have to do it in that way. Do you need to speak to him? I could try to get him where he might speak.
Well, in order to disclose any information for anyone for our systems, we have to have that person's consent to be able to speak with anyone regarding any of the information with us, or some documentation on file,
okay,
like a signed authorization form or legal document.
What you need them to say, just yes or no?
I can, if you can put him on the phone, I can ask him if I can speak with his mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here he is.
Okay.
Go get him. All right.
Hello, Kevin.
Here we go. Let me go take it down there to him.
Okay.
Kevin? Okay, here he is.
Okay.
Here. Give them permission for me to speak to them. Just say yes. Here you go. You can ask them.
Kevin, is it okay if I talk to your mom about our services today?
Just say yes or no, Kevin. Say yes. Here, so say yes. Just say yes, Kevin. I know, just say yes. No, you're not in trouble. Just talk to the lady. Okay, Kevin, yes. Tell her yes.
Can I talk to your mom today, Kevin?
Yes.
Is it okay? Okay.
Hold on.
You say yes. There he is.
Hold on.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Let my arm go. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. That was him.
Okay. In looking at information for a participant to have a referral for home and community-based services, they have to have a qualifying Medicaid coverage in order to do that. And right now it's not showing his coverage. He doesn't have any Medicaid coverage that I'm finding. So it would have to go through Medicaid to get a coverage type in order to do a referral for services. And so you may be an authorized representative with Department of Social Services, which is the Medicaid office. And I would recommend also getting that an authorization form for our purposes on file as well, so we don't have to bother Kevin again with getting his permission each time that you call to speak with us. So once you get that referral or the Medicaid coverage to be ordered to get a referral in, I would recommend getting that authorization form on file.
Okay, so I need to call the Medicaid office first.
Need to have Medicaid coverage. I'm not finding any coverage for him, so I don't know if it had lapsed or what. So you'll have to get that coverage first, and then give us a call back to see if that coverage is in place once you know that it has been processed, and then maybe be able to do a referral at that time.
Perfect. Do you have the Medicaid number, or do I just look it up?
I do have a phone number.
You have Medicaid.
I do have a phone number where you can make application over the phone if you'd like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That phone number is
855-373-9994.
Okay. Okay, I'll start that process because he's supposed to have Medicaid because of the condition he has. He gets to have Medicaid, you know, for good. So I don't know why that's not showing up. I'll call and see what's going on.
Okay, sure. Sounds good.
Okay, did I give you maybe the wrong Social Security number? What did I give you, 497?
Yes, it pulled up correctly. I was able to find his name and information with your information you gave me, yes.
Okay. Well, I'll call them and start from there and then call you guys back.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
Okay,
anything
you.
Else I can help with?
No, that's all. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.